Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1870. You Can Win with Stock Market Losses, part one, by Tyler Weaver with Fiology.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. We have a bit of a longer post today. So I'll read the first half and then finish the rest for you tomorrow. So with that, let's dive into part one and start optimizing your life. You Can Win with Stock Market Losses, part one, by Tyler Weaver with Fiology.com. Currently, in the beginning of March, stock market losses in the S&P 500 index are around 10% since the beginning of 2022. Near all-time highs. We're in the midst, some would say near the end, of one of the longest U.S. bull markets in history. Losses have been minimal, but at some point, the market will take back some or a lot of what it's offered in the last 11-plus years. Are you prepared for it? Have you thought about it? Do you have a plan in place to mitigate or, better yet, profit from the losses? Think of stock market losses as your ambivalent frenemy. With each stock market downturn comes negative and positive qualities. While it seems the stock market relishes in your anguish, it simultaneously presents opportunity. However, it's difficult to feel optimistic while you experience market losses. That's what I want to talk about in today's post. Losses are part of the picture when investing in stocks, real estate, commodities, and other volatile assets. Investors who have been around for more than this bull market understand that very well. I've said it many times in the past. Risk and return are related. If you want higher expected returns, you have to be willing to accept higher than expected risk. There's no way around it. A history of stock market losses. As a financial advisor, I've been through three of the more significant downturns in the market. I started as a stockbroker in November 1987. Yep, that was a very long time ago. For those who weren't around or don't remember, on October 22, 1987, the market dropped 22% in one day. That was the unofficial introduction of program trading into the markets. Program trading happens when traders set up electronic triggers, usually based on stocks or markets reaching a specific price, that automatically execute large-scale buying or selling of stocks. That's what happened in 1987. The total loss from the period from August 1987 to December 1987 was 33.5%. The next and more significant drop was from 2000 to 2003. During that period, which lasted 2.1 years, the market dropped 44.7% for an average annual decline of 24.8%. Many of you weren't around for this one either. I suspect most of you were around, or at least alive, during the major crisis of 2008. It started in 2007 and ended on March 9, 2009. We call it the 2008 crisis because that's where most of the damage occurred. That bear lasted 1.3 years with a total market drop of 50.9%. With just a 1.3-year duration, That's an average annual return of negative 41.4%. Stock market losses are followed by stock market gains. There are several things we can learn from the chart. Periods of significant market gains follow periods of substantial market losses. In most cases, the stock market gains that follow are much higher than the stock market losses that preceded them. The average length of time of the gains followed the losses is longer than the preceding average period of losses. First, let me start with the disclaimer. Don't you hate these? Past performance does not predict or in any way guarantee future returns or performance. However, there are lessons to learn from looking at the history of the stock market. Gains follow periods of losses. The time length of the periods of increase is longer than the preceding periods of loss. The percentage of gain, both cumulative and average annual, are higher than the previous periods of loss. What is the antidote for stock market losses? Time. You should not invest in the stock market for short periods. It's a lesson often forgotten by investors. It's a lesson that can have severe negative consequences if ignored. Why? Let's say you invested $50,000 in stocks in 2007 with the intent on taking the money out for a down payment on a new house. You put 100% of that investment into the S&P 500. You projected a conservative return of 7%, which would turn into just over $70,000 in 5 years. Instead, that $50,000 lost half of its value and is now worth less than $25,000. If, on the other hand, you left the money invested during this current bull market, your $50,000 would now be worth somewhere in the neighborhood of $123,000. No one should invest in stocks and plan on using the money in 5 years. Stocks are long-term investments. Disclaimer, keep in mind these are only estimates. We would need to know the exact date of the original investment and the exact date of the current value. We assume it was sometime in 2007 and no new money came into the account. You can see here what would happen to someone planning on buying a house with money they invested in stocks for 5 years. If you plan on using the money to buy something, keep it in a short-term, low-risk, or FDIC insured account. This example also assumes no additional money came into the account. Had the investor added money during the 2008 financial crisis, the ending value would have been higher. Beware of product manufacturers during stock market losses. Firms will try to convince you that they have a better mousetrap and can get you a higher return without the higher risk that comes with it. Product manufacturers, mutual funds, ETFs, brokerage firms, etc., produce these products most often shortly after a significant market drop. They prey on the fear investors feel after enduring one of these adverse market events. It's a textbook advertising strategy. Numerous studies confirm that the fear of loss is 2 to 3 times higher than the joy that comes from the reward. Advertisers and investment product people know that. It's no accident they produce most of these risk management products shortly after a significant market drop. I was an advisor at a couple of those firms during 2 of those significant drops. My goal today is not to predict when the next bear market or recession is coming. People much smarter than I have tried and failed at that numerous times. My goal is to encourage you to think about what happens to your portfolio if the market drops by 20%, 30%, 40% or more. How will you deal with the paper losses? Will you panic? Invest more? Will you try to time the market and get out before it drops? Investors have done all of these things in past bear markets. A precious few have lucked into success. It reminds me of the old saying, even a blind squirrel finds a nut once in a while. The evidence suggests that no one has any long-term success at it. My advice, forget about trying any of those strategies. I'll offer my thoughts on the best way to manage and profit from the losses you see on your account statements in a bear market. Non-correlated assets. Hear that on tomorrow's episode. You just listened to part one of the post titled You Can Win with Stock Market Losses by Tyler Weaver with Fiology.com. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kid's college. I found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. What a timely article! With the recent market correction, I've seen a ton of social media posts of people freaking out about how much money they lost. It was being described as a meltdown, a crash, a catastrophe. But I didn't see any of those things. What I saw were people expressing how they didn't expect the expected and natural volatility of the stock market. Remember this, you don't lose money until you sell. What you're seeing when you review the performance of your investments are unrealized losses. Just like when you see your portfolio going up, those are unrealized gains until you sell. The message here is that you didn't lose money. Just hold on and stay the course. My friend Jeremy Schneider over at Personal Finance Club did a great post on this very subject where he showed a chart of the largest intra-year drops of the S&P 500 over 40 years. The average drop for each year over the last 40 years is 12%. Note that this doesn't mean the market ended the year down that much. For example, in 2020, we experienced a 34% intra-year drop. But the market recovered and ended up over 16%. Despite the average intra-year drop being 12% over the last 40 years, the annualized return over that time period is a positive 11.5%. So anyone who held on over this time period, continued to invest and didn't sell, did just fine growing their wealth. Now, what if you're already retired and you're actively drawing down from your portfolio? Your asset allocation and drawdown strategy should already be optimized to handle expected market corrections and crashes. We don't know when these corrections will happen, but we do know they will at some point. So the key is to expect them and strategize accordingly. Well, that should do it for today. Have a happy rest of your day and a great weekend. And I'll see you on the Sunday show tomorrow, where we'll finish up this post and where your optimal life awaits.